In Ely, Nevada, I'm Wyatt Cox.
This is USA Radio News.
Hello, I'm Aaron, a student at Hillsdale College. Here is Hillsdale President Larry Arnn on why Americans should study the presidency.
People should study the American presidency because it's one of the three branches of government, and it's the part that acts. And so when the government gets ready to do something to us or to our allies or enemies in the world.
Let's get everyone to listen to Home Sweet Home with me, Steve Bailey, Inspector with Brass Tack Home Inspections.
And I'm Pat Gregory, Handyman Extraordinaire with Taskman Home Improvements, every Friday at 11 a.m. Or you can go to our archives and get access to over 50 podcasts. We cover the basement to the attic and everything in between.
You can even call us at 908-237-0410 during our radio program about our home improvement projects. Remember, Home Sweet Home, every Friday at 11 on Huntington Chamber Radio.
From the basement to the attic, you're listening to Steve and Patrick. Home sweet home.
It is 4 after the hour, time for Home Chamber Radio weather. Starting off with an air quality alert for May 25th, the New Jersey Department of Environmental Protection has issued a code orange air quality alert for today. It means that air pollution concentrations within the region may become unhealthy for sensitive groups, including children, people suffering from asthma, heart disease, or other lung diseases, and the elderly. So stay inside, no strenuous activity. It is clear, 0% chance of precipitation today. It's May 25th, 2016. Sunny highs in the upper 80s, west winds at 5 to 10 miles an hour. For tonight, mostly clear, lows in the upper 50s, west winds at 5 to 10 miles an hour. Tomorrow's a mouthful, partly sunny, a chance of showers and thunderstorms in the afternoon. Highs in the upper 80s, west winds around 5 miles an hour, becoming southwest around 5 in the afternoon. Chance of rain is 30%. Partly sunny and a chance of showers and thunderstorms in the afternoon on Friday. Highs in the upper 80s. Chance of rain 40%. Sunny, highs in the mid-80s on Saturday. On the 29th, Sunday, partly sunny with a chance of showers and thunderstorms. Lower 80s. Chance of rain 40%. And now Memorial Day, 40% chance of showers. Mid-70s, mostly cloudy. And Tuesday, mostly cloudy with a 40% chance of showers. Highs in the upper 70s. That is Good Morning Hunter and Hunt Chamber Radio weather.
Lose 20 to 40 pounds in 40 days, guaranteed. Let me repeat, lose 20 to 40 pounds in 40 days, guaranteed. This is not a crazy diet or exercise program. No drugs, hormones, or shots. You can lose 20 to 45 pounds in 40 days with Nutrimost Resonant Frequency Technology to measure 2,800 of your body's key biomarkers. Using NRF, they can find and correct the cause of your weight problem by measuring factors affecting weight gain, including metabolism, fat burning, fat storage, appetite, detoxification, and hormonal regulation. It's safe, fast, easy, and effective, and you won't walk around hungry or have cravings. It's even doctor supervised. Schedule a body composition analysis and consultation. You can be transformed in 40 days guaranteed. This is a limited time offer, so they can't wait to see you look great.
So call 888-718-7077. That's 888-718-7077. Or visit njthin.com. That's njthin.com.
We got to get together now.
little Tommy James this morning. National Wine Day. How can you pass that up? Sweet cherry wine. It is 9 after the hour. We got to check traffic, see what's going on. It's hard to close that up. One of my favorite Tommy James tunes. All right, looking at traffic from HERTTM.com. Tara Shepherd sends me my alerts every morning via email, and I get them on my smartphone. You can do the same thing, just register with them. If you'd like to instead follow them on Twitter, you can do that. And then you'll get the alerts on your Twitter feed. And if you'd like to convert those into text, use quick text and get them as text messages. Nothing right now. It's all quiet out there. Let's keep it that way. I'll keep you updated if anything comes along. Good morning, Hunter and Hunchumber Radio Traffic. It is time for a little history from history.com. It's May 25th, 2016, and on this day, 1977. Memorial Day weekend opens with an intergalactic bang as the first of George Lucas' blockbuster Star Wars movies hits American theaters. The incredible success of Star Wars, it received 7 Oscars and earned $461 million in U.S. ticket sales and a gross of close to $800 million worldwide. It began with an extensive, coordinated marketing push by Lucas and his studio, 20th Century Fox, months before the movie's release date. Quote, "It wasn't like a movie opening," actress Carrie Fisher, who played rebel leader Princess Leia, later told Time magazine. "It was like an earthquake, beginning with, in Fisher's words, a new order of geeks, enthusiastic young people with sleeping bags. The anticipation of a revolutionary movie watching experience spread like wildfire, causing long lines in front of movie theaters across the country and around the world." Now those special effects seem trivial. In fact, I've heard, my friend Mike told me that we actually have taken the newer special effects movies and reduced them down to the old way of seeing them. And there's people who have painstakingly done that. Because they enjoy the old time version versus the new conventional ones. In 1787, with George Washington presiding, the Constitutional Convention formally convenes on this day. The convention faced a daunting task, the peaceful overthrow of the new American government as it had been defined by the Articles of Confederation. The process began with the proposal of James Madison's Virginia Plan. Madison had dedicated the winter of 1787 to study of confederacies throughout the history and arrived in Philadelphia with a wealth of knowledge and an idea for a new American government. Virginia's governor, Edmund Randolph, presented Madison's plan to the convention. It featured a bicameral legislature with representation in both houses apportioned to states based upon population. This was seen immediately as giving more power to large states like Virginia. The two houses would in turn elect an executive and a judiciary and would propose and possess veto power over the state legislature. Madison's conception strongly resembled Britain's parliament. It omitted any discussion of taxation or regulation of trade. However, these items had been set aside in favor of outlining a new form of government altogether. So, believe it or not, we really didn't start out with the government we expected or have today. We actually went with one and made some modifications. In 1994, on this day, the ashes of 71-year-old George Swanson are buried, according to Swanson's requests, in the driver's seat of the 1984 white Corvette in Hempfield County, Pennsylvania. Must have been a little bit difficult to bury a Corvette. It's been some other bizarre burials in the future. 1862, Confederate General Thomas Stonewall Jackson notices a victory, notches a victory at the First Battle of Winchester, Virginia. As part of his brilliant campaign in Shenandoah Valley, Jackson, with 17,000 under his command, was sent to the Shenandoah to relieve pressure on the Confederate troops near Richmond, Virginia, who were facing the growing force of George McClellan on the James Peninsula. So while we were enjoying Star Wars in 1977, a new sign of political liberalization appears in China when the communist government lifts its decade-old ban on the writings of William Shakespeare. This action by the Chinese government was additional evidence that the Cultural Revolution was over. So they were allowing Shakespeare into the world of Chinese culture. 1861, John Merryman, a state legislator from Maryland, is arrested for attempting to hinder Union troops from moving from Baltimore to Washington during the Civil War and is held at Fort McHenry by Union military officials. His attorney immediately sought a writ of habeas corpus so that a federal court could examine the charges. However, President Abraham Lincoln decided to suspend the right of habeas corpus, and the general in command of Fort McHenry refused to turn Merryman over to the authorities. So during war, you got to do whatever you can. 1895, playwright Oscar Wilde is taken to reading Galen London after being convicted of sodomy. The famed writer of Dorian Gray and The Importance of Being Earnest brought attention to his private life in a feud with Sir John Sholto Douglas, whose son was intimately involved with Wilde. In 1660, under invitation by leaders of the English Commonwealth, Charles II, the exiled King of England, lands at Dover, England, to assume the throne and end 11 years of military rule. In 1793, in Baltimore, Maryland, Father Stephen Theodore Baden becomes the first Catholic priest to be ordained in the United States. Baden was ordained by Bishop John Carroll, an early advocate of American Catholicism, and appointed to the Catholic mission in Kentucky. In 1979, on Friday afternoon, Memorial Day weekend, American Airlines Flight 191, a Los Angeles-bound DC-10, takes off at 3:03 p.m. from Chicago O'Hare International Airport with 271 people aboard. As Flight 191 raised its nose during the initial stage of liftoff, the engine under the left wing broke off and its pylon assembly and fell to the runway. The aircraft climbed to about 350 feet above the ground and then began to spin to the left, continuing to leftward roll until the wings were past the vertical position and the nose pitched down below the horizon. Moments later, the aircraft crashed into an open field about a half mile from its takeoff point, killing all 271 people aboard and two others in a nearby trailer park. It was the worst domestic air crash in U.S. history. In 1911, Thomas Mann visits the Lido in Venice on this day and is inspired with the idea for his novel, Death in Venice. In 1878, by the spring of 1877, the English light opera team of W.S. Gilbert and Richard Sullivan had established a strong reputation based on several well-received earlier works, but they had yet to have a true smash hit. That would change on this day when Gilbert and Sullivan's HMS Pinafore premiered at the Opera Comique in London, beginning a near-record run of 571 performances in its original production. Completely smashed, obviously, by Cats and other ones later on. 1975, The Grizzly Bear, once the undisputed king of the western wilderness, is given federal protection as a threatened species under the Endangered Species Act. In 1961, how's this for irony? On this day, President John F. Kennedy announces to Congress his goal of sending an American to the moon by the end of the decade and asks the financial support of an accelerated space program. He made the task a national priority in a mission in which all Americans could share, stating that it would not be the one man going to the moon, but an entire nation. How does that coincide neatly with the introduction of Star Wars on the same day, 16 years later? In 1935, in sports, at Forbes Field in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, Babe Ruth hits his 714th home run, a record for career home runs that would stand for almost 40 years. This was one of Ruth's last games and the last home run of his career. Ruth went 4-for-4 on that day, hitting 3 home runs and driving in 6 runs. Talk about going out with a bang. Wow, 4-for-4 and 3 home runs. That is Today in History from History.com for May 25th, 2016. We're going to take a quick break, and we will be back with more of Good Morning Hunterdon on Chimborazo.com.
Tony Clark, para planner at Patton Heidi & Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Patton Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Patton Heidi & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
Rab Coins of Flemington, New Jersey has been in business for over 37 years. We are highly competitive buyers of gold, silver, and platinum coins, jewelry, and scrap metals, and have recently named the exclusive gold buyer for Diamond Nation and HealthQuest. We also provide professional appraisal, sales, and liquidation services for individuals, law firms, estate trustees, and bank trust departments in New Jersey and Philadelphia. Products and services include gold and silver, American and foreign coins, certified rare date and modern coins, numismatic supplies and books, gold, silver, and platinum bullion, paper currency, United States proof, and mint sets, including current issues. From junior collector to the experienced investor, Rab Coins has been for numismatists since 1974. Founder and owner, Randy Block, an expert numismatist, has been an active member of the coin industry for over 45 years. Visit us at 56 Main Street in historic downtown Flemington or call toll-free 1-800-819-9875.
Hey, this is Big C of Good Morning Hunterdon on HuntingChamberRadio.com. Like what you hear on Hunting Chamber Radio? Now you can take it with you. Download our Hunting Chamber Radio app from iTunes and Google Play Store now. Get schedules, station information, listen live, or to the latest podcasts. Everything in the palm of your hand or in your car during your commute. Get the HuntingChamberRadio.com app today.
I'm Andy Ross. I'm a CPA with the accounting firm of Bedard Corky & Company. And I joined the Chamber to interact with new Chamber members and expand our mutual needs for business networking and giving back to the Hunterdon business community.
Hunterdon Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time.
Makes me forget.
Well, goes to show you how old this song is. And it's been transformed into a reggae tune by UB40. And even done by Neil Diamond. So it's been around. All right, we have other things to talk about. It's National Wine Day. So, hey, it's something you can certainly celebrate in the near future. We'll start off with a little story about a new foundation. A new foundation will restore and transform rescue horses. So another nonprofit starting up. The staff at NJ Advanced Media for NJ.com reports on the 24th that too often equine rescues and adoptions do not have a happy ending. If either horse or human is not physically and mentally prepared for the new relationship, the horse may end up back at auction or abandoned again, and the human left disappointed and disillusioned. The mission of a new nonprofit, the Pegasus Foundation, based in Ringgoes, New Jersey, is to restore and transform horses using the principles of classic equitation to ensure that each horse adopted is a viable and willing partner, and educate new owners and the general public about compassionable and evidence-based training methods. The Pegasus Foundation was founded by Dr. Maria Katsamanis, horse trainer, author, clinical psychologist. Dr. Katsamanis saw a need for rescued horses to be not just rehabilitated, but transformed, so that they are mentally and physically balanced and can perform to their full potential. She said that the goal with tools and with a community that will support the wellness of the animal and beautiful new relationship between horse and human. She is committed to transforming these horses, regardless of the horse's breed or discipline. All horses deserve a second chance, and many horses can, given that chance, become a true masterpiece. Dr. Katsamanis' background demonstrates a commitment to equine wellness and to educate. She is a co-author with Dominic Barbary of the book The Alchemy of Lightness, which introduced the concept of molecular equitation to the equestrian community. She pioneered an elective course at Rutgers RWJ Medical School using horses to teach medical students bedside manners. She maintains an active training barn at Amwell Ridge Farm in Ringgoes. The foundation's team also includes a veterinarian and a farrier who will assess equine candidates for potential to recover from injuries and then assist chosen horses in their restoration to physical health through nutrition, medical care, hoof care. The classical training program will transform the horse through physical and mental fitness, and the development of each horse will be documented on video and educational materials to inspire the general public and the equestrian community about what is possible between horses and humans. We want to preserve the classical equestrian tradition and demonstrate the effectiveness in restoring horses. So we're not just rescuing animals, we're preserving and equestrian hoof care. The classical training program will transform the horse through physical and mental fitness, and the development of each horse will be documented on video and educational materials to inspire the general public and the equestrian community about what is possible between horses and humans. We want to preserve the classical equestrian tradition and demonstrate the effectiveness in restoring horses. So we're not just rescuing animals, we're preserving an equestrian art form. Volunteers are essential to the part team as well. They assist in a variety of areas, from working directly with a horse to administrative and technical support. There are many ways to help and many horses that are waiting for their second chance. To learn more about corporate sponsorships, to make a donation, to volunteer, or to apply to adopt a horse, visit the foundation's website at thepegasusfoundation.org or send an email to M.S. Katsamini. I think that's spelled wrong. It's M. Katsaminis, K-A-T-S-A-M-A-N-I-S, at gmail.com. Those interested in the work at the Pegasus Foundation can get a glimpse of Dr. Katsamanis' approach to transforming horses and creating a connection between horse and rider at a clinic June 25th and 26th at Amwell Ridge. All proceeds from the audition from the auditors will go to the Pegasus Foundation. to inquire about fees and to apply for the clinic as a participant or as an order, send an email to Heather Fowler at hrfowler@gmail.com. There you go. So a new process, a new organization to help horses that are in need. Rather than looking at them as simply a commercial enterprise, Dr. Katsamonis is looking at them as creatures that need a second chance. All right, we move on from there to Lambertville auction helps lower cities' electric bills. A recent third-party electric power auction will save the city approximately 10% on the costs to eliminate its streetlights. The May 17th auction, conducted for the city by engineering firm T&M Associates, was for electric power needed specifically to operate the city's streetlight system. Those costs currently total approximately $35,000 per year, according to a news release. Tri-Eagle Energy, the company currently providing the city with energy of streetlights, supplied the low bid, slicing 5.5 cents per kilowatt hour off of its current rates. Mayor David DelVecchio said that would amount to a 10% overall savings in the city. We are always looking for opportunities to save taxpayers some money in the provision of city services, and the current state of the electricity marketplace provided a good place for us to be able to realize those additional savings. Tri-Eagle Energy has been a good partner with us, and we are pleased that we will be able to continue to provide the service at a lower cost. The new contract, which will begin effective in June, will run through June 2018. On top of the successful third-party power agreement that the city and West Amwell Township recently entered to provide discounted electric power to all residential customers in both communities under the state's Community Energy Aggregation Program. The contract is expected to save the average household about $240 over 21 months. So you can go out and have a dinner or two. All right, we're at a point of break. We're going to take a news break. We'll be right back with more of Good Morning Hunterdon in just a moment.
I'm praying for rain in California so the grapes can grow and they can make more wine. And I'm sitting in a honky in Chicago with a broken heart and a woman on my mind. I'm asking the man behind the bar for the jukebox, and the music takes me back to Tennessee.
USA Radio News with John DeMaster.
There are reports that House Speaker Paul Ryan is going to endorse likely Republican presidential nominee Donald Trump. ABC News says that senior-level Trump campaign sources confirm that Ryan will make that endorsement. Protesters clash with police outside a Donald Trump rally in New Mexico. USA Radio's Joe Gomez.
Violent protests outside a Donald Trump rally in Albuquerque, New Mexico. Protesters lit fires, threw rocks at police officers, turned over barricades, and jumped on police cars. Inside the rally, Donald Trump slammed Democratic frontrunner Hillary Clinton.
Hillary Clinton will be so bad for our economy, so bad for jobs. She is going to be so bad for the Second Amendment. We are going to save our Second Amendment. She wants to abolish your Second Amendment, believe me.
This is USA Radio News.
Hello, I'm Tirza, a student at Hillsdale College. Here is Hillsdale President Larry Arnn on the basis of the rights our founders fought for in the Revolution and secured in the Constitution.
The American Republic's meaning and proper method of operation is to be found in two documents, in the Declaration of Independence and the Constitution. That's about 5,000 words of text. That's not very much. They're simple, they're beautiful, they can be understood and be retained. A human being is a certain kind of thing and requires to be treated in a certain way. A human being is a thing that has rights, and those rights are inalienable according to the Declaration. You've got to respect them. And it also follows that given the kind of thing a human being is, government needs to be organized in certain ways. And I think that that is the argument of the American Revolution.
This Constitution Minute was brought to you by Hillsdale College. To receive a free pocket constitution and declaration, go to constitutionminute.com.
The head of the TSA is going to be grilled on Capitol Hill today. Administrator Peter Neffinger will be at a U.S. House hearing to discuss long lines at major airports in the United States. Meantime, a wounded warrior speaks out about the VA's horrible treatment. Here's USA Radio's Jason Wirtz.
Wounded warrior Brian Mast, a bomb technician who lost both his legs when an IED he was disarming exploded, speaking out about long wait times and generally poor treatment from the VA. Mast appeared on Trending Today USA with Rusty Humphries. He said the VA needs to start honoring our veterans.
These people had the commitment to give the last breath in their lungs to defend this country, and that's different, and that's deserving of more.
Mast added, there needs to be a way found for veterans to see doctors closer to their homes because some veterans have to travel hundreds of miles to a VA center.
Cleanup efforts are underway after damaging tornadoes ripped through parts of western Kansas. At least two homes destroyed by a large tornado in the Dodge City area on Tuesday evening. Two people critically injured. This is USA Radio News.
Adopt US Kids presents Multiple Choice Parenting.
You've messed up your daughter's haircut. Do you A, get spiritual?
Mom, where's the mirror?
Beauty is within. Oh.
B, find the positives.
Less time blow drying, more time texting?
Or C, show empathy.
Mom, you really don't have to.
Twinsies!
I kinda love it. You don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same.
For more information on adoption, visit AdoptUSKids.org. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
Bernie Sanders takes aim at Disney. Campaigning in Southern California, the Democratic presidential candidate saying many Disneyland employees live in poverty while the parent company rakes in billions of dollars. This comes as Hillary Clinton presses Donald Trump to make his tax returns public. We get details from USA Radio's Chris Barnes.
Let's see what you got there.
That's Democratic frontrunner Hillary Clinton keeping the pressure on the presumptive GOP nominee Donald Trump to publicly release his tax returns. Campaigning in Southern California, Clinton says Trump won't do anything to improve the U.S. economy. As she makes that point, she channels her husband, Bill Clinton, to the delight of her supporters.
I remember way back in the 1990s, as my husband might say.
Clinton saying the U.S. economy simply works better when Democrats are in the White House. California holding its big primary on June 7th. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Atlanta, South Florida, and Los Angeles going to be hosting Super Bowls. Atlanta will host Super Bowl 53 in 2019 at the Falcons' new Mercedes-Benz Stadium. The Miami Dolphins' revamped stadium will be the site of Super Bowl 54 in 2020, and Los Angeles will host Super Bowl 55 in 2021 at the Rams' new stadium in Inglewood, California. Allison Porter is the season winner of NBC's The Voice, winning the hearts of voters with her performance of the original song Down That Road. This is USA Radio News.
Time for 100 Jim Radio Sports Scores and Calendar for our five regional high schools. Let's find out how they did yesterday. We're in the middle of playoff time, so let's find out. Nothing for Del Valle today, or yesterday. Scheduled softball game tomorrow, or today, actually. Central, a 2-1 loss to St. John Vianney in boys volleyball. Scheduled softball game today. North Hunterdon, nothing. Scheduled softball game today. South Hunterdon, nothing. Scheduled softball game today. And Voorhees. Boys golf against Pingree, a victory, 152-161. Baseball against Gil St. Bernard, 7-1 victory. And a 9-1 victory over Gil St. Bernard's in softball. Here is the schedule for the next couple of days. I expect we should have some softball. Baseball, though, North Hunterdon travels to Ridge today for the NJSIAA tournament. It's at 3:45. Golf match between Del Valle and Hunter and Central has been canceled. Lacrosse today, 4:30. Delaware Valley is at Bernard's. Bridgewater Raritan hosts Hunter and Central at 4:30. Softball, Delaware Valley is at Bordentown Regional at 4. South Hunterdon's at New Egypt. Voorhees is at Robbinsville, all at 4 o'clock. And Sayreville War Memorial is at Hunterdon Central. All state games. For tomorrow, Old Bridge is at Central for boys baseball, part of the states. Meet of Champions is happening at Forsgate for the women on Thursday. Bridge is at Hunter and Central for at Copper Hill for boys golf. That happens at 3:15. We talked about the Forsgate Country Club golf match. Hunter and Central plans on being there. We have a Bridgewater Raritan Hunter and Central girls lacrosse game for the NJSIAA tournament. It's at Bridgewater Raritan High School. And a volleyball game, Hunter and Central travels to East Brunswick at 4:30. On Friday, spring track. South Hunter and will be at Hillsboro High School. Voorhees will be at North Burlington High School. Hunter and Central will be at Hillsboro High School. Voorhees will be at North Burlington. Saturday, lacrosse tournament continues. Don't know who will be there. It depends on the outcomes of the next couple of days. Spring track, varsity sectional. South Hunter is going to be there at Hillsboro. And North Voorhees will be at North Burlington. Central will be at Hillsboro High School. Voorhees will be at North Hunter, both boys and girls. And Tuesday, more state softball and baseball games, but depending on the outcome. And track and field at 6:30. Hunter and Central will be at Ridge at 6:30 p.m. for girls track and field varsity meet. That is Hunter Chamber Radio Sports Scores and Calendar for our five regional high schools. We support our local athletes. They love playing for a crowd. They do it because they love their sport. All right, we move on to looking at the Patriots and the Thunder, our two minor league baseball teams. The Patriots were off yesterday, so let's see how they fared. They were off on Monday. Let's see how they fared yesterday. And I warned you that the Patriots are going to be playing the next couple of days the top teams in the other division, namely the Sugarland Skeeters. They hosted the Sugarland Skeeters yesterday, and Sugarland took it a 4-3 victory. So that's putting the Patriots in an awkward position as they continue to whittle down their significant lead. They're going to play the Skeeters again today at 7:05. It's fireworks tonight and Greek Heritage Night. It's at 7:05. Tomorrow, an 11:05 start, and it's school day. They'll be off to visit the York Revolution, the leader of the Eastern Division, the Freedom Division. And that's 6:30 start on the 27th, 28th, 1 o'clock start on the 29th, and a 5 o'clock start on Memorial Day. After that gauntlet, the Patriots go off to visit Southern Maryland Blue Crabs, who are the bottom of that same division. So perhaps some relief in getting back some wins. But we should be concerned. The fact that the Patriots struggle with the Skeeters and the York Revolution and the Long Island Ducks tells you that they're not as competitive as we thought they were, at least in the early part of the season. So we're hoping that the Patriots can right the ship. Moving on to the Thunder, they had a game against New Hampshire. And it's a four-game series. The Thunder have already taken two of them. They defeated New Hampshire yesterday a score of 3-2. So they will take the New Hampshire team on again tonight at 7 o'clock, and then on tomorrow it's a 10:30 start. The Thunder is then off to visit Binghamton for four games, 27th through the 30th, 7:05, 7:05, 6:35, and 1:05 starts respectively. And then they go off to visit Hartford on the 1st to the 1st and the 2nd. First being a doubleheader, the second being one game. The first game of the doubleheader starts at 4:05. The second one is obviously determined after the first. And the second the game starts at 1:05. The Thunder will be back to host Erie for four games in 3 days. Wow, a lot of doubleheaders going on. So on the 3rd, a 7 o'clock start. On the 4th, a 6 o'clock start with a second game taking place after that one. And a 1 o'clock start on the 6th. The Thunder are then off to visit Binghamton for three games. 6:30 starts from the 7th to the 9th. And then hosting or going to visit Erie again for a four-game and three-day stint with a doubleheader going on the 11th. So the Thunder is busy, and they are competing well, but still not able to crack that top two in their division. And that's going to be a challenge, but we got plenty of time left in the season, and here's hoping that they can find a way to get to victory and enjoy the playoffs. So we talked a little bit about horses, and we talked a little bit about Lambertville. What else do we have? Well, we have a piece here about a student, high school student, whose piece debuts at the Raritan River Music Festival. So more scholastic news. Craig Turpin reports on the 20th that Stephen Slack, who's a student at North Hunterdon High School and winner of the Hunterdon County Young Composer Contest, will have his new composition for piano and cello debut at the Old Greenwich Presbyterian Church outside Stewartsville as part of the Raritan River Music Festival. The concert begins at 7:30 p.m. on Saturday at Church 17 Greenwich Church Road. Slack's piece is titled Revenue. Performing at the concert, titled Between Heaven and Earth, will be Thomas Sauer on piano, Alexis Pia Gerlach on cello, and Carmen Zori on violin, and features music by Arvo Part, Claude Debussy, Thomas Aides, Edis, Olivier Messiaen, and Johann Brahms. The festival, now in its 27th year, continues through the end of May. Final concert, titled I España, is being held at 7:30 p.m. on May 28th at Bethlehem Presbyterian Church, 2 Race Street in Pittstown. Performing will be Newman and Altman guitar duo with a special guest soprano, Rochelle Ellis. Advance tickets for each festival concert cost $21 for adults, $14 for students and seniors, and prices at the door are $25 for adults, $15 for students and seniors. For more information, call 908-213-1100 or email info@raritanrivermusic.org. So we continue to have students who make a name for themselves. It's 47 minutes after the hour. We're going to have to take a quick break, and we'll be right back with more of Good Morning Hunterdon in just a moment.
The days of wine and roses, laugh and run away like a child at play.
Hey, this is Big C of Good Morning Hunterdon on HuntingChamberRadio.com. Like what you hear on Hunterdon Chamber Radio? Now you can take it with you. Download our Hunterdon Chamber Radio app from iTunes and Google Play Store now. Get schedules, station information, listen live, or to the latest podcasts. Everything in the palm of your hand or in your car during your commute. Get the HuntingChamberRadio.com app today.
Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4-HMC or visit us on the web at www.huntertonhealthcare.org.
Let Stowaway Self-Storage be your local moving and storage solution. With three great locations in Hunterdon County, Stowaway is conveniently located in Flemington, White House, and Lebanon. Stowaway Self-Storage offers sizes from 5x5 to 50x50, discounted packing supplies, and U-Haul rentals on site. Affordable monthly rentals for your personal and business use, let Stowaway help you park your car in the garage again or store those old records that you need to keep. Visit us at stowawayselfstorage.com and mention this ad to receive 50% off your first month's rent.
I'm Andy Ross. I'm chairman of the Ambassadors Committee of the Chamber. As members of the Ambassadors Committee, we contact new and renewing members of the Chamber to get their feedback on their Chamber experience and make them feel more at home with the Chamber.
Hunterdon Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time.
Cherry berry wine makes my head start reeling. Give my heart a funny feeling like I've never ever felt before.
That brings you back, doesn't it? There you go, cherry berry wine. What else will bring you back? Well, we have some community info here for you. What's going on? Well, we're bringing back those car shows. Going to be opening on Saturday, so the first one of the season. Craig Turpin reports that the annual Flemington Car Shows return on Saturday. Registration starts at 5, front of the historic Hunterdon County Courthouse located at 75 Main Street. The show runs from 5:30 to 8:30 and is first of 8 shows being held in alternating Saturdays this summer. All makes and model cars can participate as long as they are registered. This show's feature makes are Ford, Oldsmobile, and Mercury, and those models should park in the lot behind 71 Main Street, while all other cars park along Main Street on a first-come, first-served basis. There will be music from DJ Chuck Leonard, as well as two bands, Exit Row Band playing at 26 Main Street by the Main Street Bagel, and Triple Addiction playing at 136 Main Street at the Grill Shack. There will also be kids' activities, including a bounce house and games sponsored by Central Hunterdon Baptist Church being held next to the police station at 100 Main Street, as well as face painting sponsored by Fred Bean's Toyota in front of Union Hotel. The upcoming schedule includes June 11th, Camaro and Chevelles, June 25th, all Mopar and motorcycles, July 9th, GTO, Firebird, and Pontiac. The 23rd of July, Mustang and T-Birds. Corvettes are on the 6th of August. British Invasion and Foreign Cars on the 20th of August. And the final one, September 3rd, Military Trucks and First Responders. So police, ambulance, and fire trucks. The shows are led by Chairman Ron Van Horn of Van Horn Financial and Vice Chairman Jerry Jeromenko of Kreese Jewelers. Main sponsor for the third consecutive year is Fred Bean's Toyota. Skion Kia of Flemington. Trophies will be awarded by the show's trophy sponsors, Northfield Bank of Flemington, Rita's Ice of Flemington, Candy Coral of Flemington, and Al's Auto Care and Performance of Flemington. Door prizes will be raffled off to car owners and spectators. The entire event and activities are free to car owners and spectators. For full details or to pre-register, go to FlemingtonCarShows.com or call Van Horn at 908-806-6041. So not a bad way to kick off the Memorial Day weekend. Oh, did I mention Memorial Day? Well, how the communities will mark Memorial Day, Craig Turpin reports that Memorial Day is Monday, May 30th. That's a news bulletin. Here are the Memorial Day services and parades planned in Hunterdon County this year. In Flemington, there will be a rededication of a recently renovated wrought iron fence at the Veterans Monument on the Flemington Green. Here's a list of the services and parades. In Califon, the Memorial Day parade begins at 11. on Monday, May 30th, at School Street, traveling down Main and concluding at Island Park. There will be a service at noon at Califon Bridge next to Califon Veterans Memorial. And High Bridge, service sponsored by American Legion Post 188 and High Bridge Borough Cultural and Heritage Committee, Saturday, May 28th. At 11 a.m., Hoffman Memorial Park, West Main Street. In Flemington, the Memorial Day Parade, presented by Hunterdon Veterans Alliance Assembly, is at 9:15. The parade begins at 10 on Monday, May 30th, with Church Street down to Main Street, ending at Veterans Monument for a short ceremony where the wrought iron fence will be rededicated. In Franklin Township, Hunterdon County, the Quakertown Fire Company will host its 61st annual Memorial Day observance at the Franklin Township School on Quakertown Road, May 30th, starting at 9:15. Keynote will be given by Hunterdon County's well-known Archie Fagan. In Lambertville, Memorial Day Parade and Ceremony begins at 9, Monday, May 30th, at North Union and Cherry Streets. Traveling south on Union Street to Mount Hope Street, then north on Main Street to York Street. Ending at Mary Sheridan Park with ceremonies by Lieutenant Colonel Philip J. Faraday III will serve as the Grand Marshal. LambertvilleNJ.org is the information. Call them at 609-397-0110. And finally in Reddington, starting at 10:30 a.m. on Monday, starting on Main Street and continuing to the Municipal Building for a flag-raising ceremony, followed by Community Day for Township residents at Pickle Park, where they have chips and some hamburgers and hot dogs and some great camaraderie. And it's been great to go down there and enjoy kind of chumming with your neighbors, something that we don't do often enough, right? So there you have it. Lots of ways to celebrate your Memorial Day. We constantly look past it, don't we? We've gotten to the point where Memorial Day has become a day off to unwind and kick off summer, and we've completely forgotten why Memorial Day is put in place. And we need to give some thanks to our current veterans, and we need to just take a moment to reflect on how those people, the veterans, the folks who come back and are have been injured, wounded warriors, and those that gave the ultimate sacrifice, who gave their lives for the freedom of this country. We have a lot of things that we complain about with this country, and understandably so. But one of the things that we continue to forget is that we're one of the few countries that still allows those complaints to happen freely, and we fight for that every day. So take a moment to just reflect on what it's all about. Just one moment, and then you can go back to kicking off your summer. So there you have it. Memorial Day services. Thank goodness that we have so many of our municipalities that see the light and provide those opportunities. Well, it's time for me to get on out of here. It's been my pleasure to be with you, as I am every weekday morning, 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. I'll be back again tomorrow morning. Thank you to Diane Lane and Michelle Heidi for their contribution to the show. Vincent Arnolino says, never say I should have. Well, I want you to plan a really enjoyable Memorial Day weekend with the beautiful weather we're going to have. But I also want you to take that one small moment, that smidgen of time, perhaps an early morning or late evening, to just stop the world and say, wow, how lucky I am to be part of this great nation. Despite its flaws, it's still a great nation, and it can be even better. We'll talk to you again tomorrow, folks. Thanks for listening. Good morning, Hunterdon, on HuntChamberRadio.com.
Is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
USA Radio News with John DeMaster.
There are reports that House Speaker Paul Ryan is going to endorse likely Republican presidential nominee Donald Trump. ABC News says that senior-level Trump campaign sources confirm that Ryan will make that endorsement. Protesters clash with police outside of Donald Trump rally in New Mexico. USA Radio's Joe Gomez.
Violent protests outside a Donald Trump rally in Albuquerque, New Mexico. Protesters lit fires, threw rocks at police officers, turned over barricades, and jumped on police cars. Inside the rally, Donald Trump slammed Democratic frontrunner Hillary Clinton.
Hillary Clinton will be so bad for our economy, so bad for jobs. She is going to be so bad for the Second Amendment. We are going to save our Second Amendment. She wants to abolish your Second Amendment, believe me.
This is USA Radio News.
Hello, I'm Tirza, a student at Hillsdale College. Here is Hillsdale President Larry Arnn on the basis of the rights our founders fought for in the Revolution and secured in the Constitution.
The American Republic's meaning and proper method of operation is to be found in two documents, in the Declaration of Independence and the Constitution. That's about 5,000 words of text. That's not very much. They're simple, they're beautiful, they can be understood and be retained. A human being is a certain kind of thing and requires to be treated in a certain way. Human being is a thing that has rights, and those rights are inalienable according to the Declaration. You've got to respect them. And it also follows that given the kind of thing a human being is, government needs to be organized in certain ways. And I think that that is the argument of the American Revolution.
This Constitution Minute was brought to you by Hillsdale College. To receive a free pocket Constitution and Declaration, go to ConstitutionMinute.com.
The head of the TSA is going to be grilled on Capitol Hill today. Administrator Peter Neffinger will be at a U.S. House hearing to discuss long lines at major airports in the United States. Meantime, a wounded warrior speaks out about the VA's horrible treatment. Here's USA Radio's Jason.
And I think that that is the argument of the American Revolution.
This Constitution Minute was brought to you by Hillsdale College. To receive a free pocket Constitution and Declaration, go to ConstitutionMinute.com.
The head of the TSA is going to be grilled on Capitol Hill today. Administrator Peter Neffinger will be at a U.S. House hearing to discuss long lines at major airports in the United States. Meantime, a wounded warrior speaks out about the VA's horrible treatment. Here's USA Radio's Jason Wirtz.
Wounded warrior Brian Mast, a bomb technician who lost both his legs when an IED he was disarming exploded, speaking out about long wait times and generally poor treatment from the VA. Mast appeared on Trending Today USA with Rusty Humphries. He said the VA needs to start honoring our veterans.
These people had the commitment to give the last breath in their lungs to defend this country, and that's different, and that's deserving of more.
Mast added, there needs to be a way found for veterans to see doctors closer to their homes because some veterans have to travel hundreds of miles to a VA center.
Cleanup efforts are underway after damaging tornadoes ripped through parts of western Kansas. At least two homes destroyed by a large tornado in the Dodge City area on Tuesday evening.
Let's get everyone to listen to Home Sweet Home with me, Steve Bailey, Inspector with Brass Tack Home Inspections.
And I'm Pat Gregory, Handyman Extraordinaire with Taskman Home Improvements, every Friday at 11 a.m. Or you can go to our archives and get access to over 50 podcasts. We cover the basement to the attic and everything in between.
You can even call us at 908-237-0410 during our radio program about our home improvement projects. Remember, Home Sweet Home, every Friday at 11 on Hunterdon Chamber Radio.
From the basement to the attic, you're listening to Steve and Patrick. Home sweet home.
It is 4 after the hour, time for our chamber radio weather. Starting off with an air quality alert or May 25th, New Jersey Department of Environmental Protection has issued a code orange air quality alert for today. It means that air pollution concentrations within the region may become